Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George.
Sure, Gracie. Pour me a cup.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House coffee time, transcribed in Hollywood and starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. Special guests, Chester Morris, yours truly, Toby Reed, B. Benadera, Bob Bentz, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
As we join the Burnses today, we find Gracie telling George all about a thrilling benefit performance she saw last night.
And then came the best part of all, George. A magic act put on by Chester Morris.
Yeah, I heard that magic was quite a sideline with him.
Oh, he's awfully good, and he's so cute.
Is? Kind of like him, huh?
Well, the girls in my club voted him the magician they'd most like to be locked in the cabinet with.
I'll bet he'd vote them the women he'd most like to saw in half.
Oh, Chester Morris did that on the show.
Oh, he did.
Oh, and I feel so sorry for that poor woman he saw in half. She'll have to have all her clothes made over.
Gracie, he didn't really saw the woman.
Oh, yes, he did. I watched him. And I'm glad it wasn't me. You wouldn't want a wife who wasn't all there.
You're wrong, honey. I love you. Look, Gracie, that's just a magician's trick. Orson Welles used to saw Rita Hayworth in half, and it didn't hurt her any, did it?
Well, it certainly did. Poor girl had to leave the country to find a husband. And then even in Europe, she had to find a husband in a dark street.
Dark street?
Didn't you read the headlines last week? They said, Rita finds perfect mate in alley.
Chester Morris saw his woman in half, remember?
Oh, yes. And another wonderful trick he did. He put a man in the trunk and shut the lid. Then he said a magic word, lifted the lid, and the man in the trunk had turned into a dog.
Gracie, it had a false bottom.
Well, it looked real when its tail wagged.
You wouldn't like to go back to Rita Hayworth?
No.
No, well,
that magic word. Then if Clara Bagley doesn't stop copying my hats, I'll turn her into a dog.
I've seen Clara Bagley, and somebody beat you to it.
Hey, George, I've got an idea. I'm going to have Chester Morris teach me to be a magician.
What?
Oh, life will be wonderful. No more household drudgery. I'll wave a magic wand, and the floors will be swept, the bed made, and the dishes washed.
Gracie.
Think of the spare time you'll have.
I'll be able to go back to my paper tearing.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and another thing. Chester Morris went through the audience taking quarters and half dollars out of people's ears. With your ears, dear, I can get enough to retire.
Honey.
Oh, it'll be fun being a magician. I think I'll go right over and see
you. Hold it, hold it. In the first place, you don't even know Chester Morris.
Well, I feel I know him. We borrowed enough money from his plan.
That's a different Morris.
Oh.
Forget this old thing. Chester Morris won't show you his magic tricks.
Why not?
A professional secret. He would only show them to another magician.
Oh, another magician. Oh, well, goodbye, dear.
Where are you going?
To the drugstore.
What are you going to get?
Oh, just drugstore stuff. New tires, some furniture. See you later. Hope Mr. Morris is home. Can't wait to learn those.
Yes?
Greetings, Mr. Morris, or as we magicians say, alakazam.
Well, alakazam to you. Well, so, So you're a magician.
That's right. I'm Gracie the Great. I do all kinds of tricks.
I see. A sleight of hand?
Yes, my feet are small, too. I'm over to trade magic secrets with you.
Fine. I could use some new stuff. What have you got?
Oh, what do you need?
Well, all my life I've wanted to learn the Houdini escape trick.
I know it.
You do?
Well, sure. Just put me in a Houdini and watch me escape.
No, no, no. Houdini was a man.
Oh. I was just testing you to see if you knew. You know, you meet a lot of phonies in this business.
Yes, you certainly do. I'd like to see some of your tricks.
All right. Got a deck of cards?
Ever see a magician without a deck of cards?
Hmm?
Here you are.
Oh, thanks. Now, take a card.
All right. Mind if I shuffle?
You can dance later. Right now, we're trading tricks. Take a card.
Got it.
Look at it.
Okay.
Remember what it is.
I will.
Put it back in the deck.
All right.
There. Now, show me some of your tricks.
Tell
me that magic word that changes a person into a dog.
The magic word?
Uh-huh.
Well, not so fast. I'd like to find out more about you. Where did you learn magic?
The India. Mysterious India.
Oh. Did you go to Calcutta?
Oh, sure. I went to Calcutta and I said, teach me a trick, Cal.
Yes, I see. Cal must be a fine fellow.
Oh, one of the sweetest Indians who ever smoked a tomahawk.
While you were in India, did you learn the famous Indian rope trick?
Well, naturally.
Well, tell me, is that an occult manifestation or merely a subjective illusion of levitation?
Well, so much for India.
You know something? I don't believe you're a magician.
But I am. Just this morning, I sawed my husband in half. Honestly, I'm a great magician.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is prestidigitation your hobby?
No, I'm married to George Byrne.
Oh, you don't understand. A hobby is something that you like, but it doesn't earn you a living.
That's what I said. I'm married to George Byrne.
Now, this proves that you're not familiar with magic. Why, you don't even know what a prestidigitator is.
Oh, yeah? I certainly do. Let's take it by syllables. First is press.
Yes.
Now, that means man. Then there's digit, that's a finger or a toe. And tater is what they call potatoes down south. So a prestidigitator is a man from the south who mashes potatoes with his fingers and toes. I certainly don't see what that's got to do with magic.
Now, look, little lady, you're not a magician. You never sawed your husband in half. You've never been to India. You don't know...
I thought I'd find you over here annoying Chester Morris.
Say, who's he?
He's my husband, George Byrne.
By golly, I was wrong. You did saw him in half.
Gracie, you head for home while I try to straighten things out with Mr. Morris.
Oh, yes, dear. Goodbye, Mr. Morris.
Alakazam! Won't you step inside, Mr. Byrne?
Thanks. I want to apologize for Gracie annoying you.
Oh.
She's always doing these crazy things, and I just can't seem to stop her.
Doesn't she know who's boss in the family?
Yeah, that's why I can't stop her.
She posed as a magician. Why, she even told me she knew Houdini's famous escape trick.
Isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
I'd give anything if I could break her of telling these fantastic lies.
So, George, I've got an idea. Now, maybe we can scare her out of that habit.
Gracie doesn't scare easy, Chester. I know her better than you do. I've been sitting across the breakfast table from her for 15 years.
You're right. She doesn't scare easy. But I think I know how to do it. Now come in the den. You see this trunk?
Yeah.
This is the one I use in my changing a man into a dog act. Now it has a secret trap door in the back. I'll show you. Oh, Bosco, you idiot. Get out of there. This is the dog I use in my act, George. He gets in through the trap door.
Let go of me, Pooch. Let go. Let go.
Bosco. Now run along and play.
Nice kid, that Bosco.
Yeah, now look, George. Here's my idea to scare Gracie. She claims to know Houdini's escape trick. So I'll lock myself in this trunk, and you tell her if she doesn't get me out, I'll suffocate.
I get it. Then she'll think her lying was responsible for you getting...
That's right, Gracie. I decided to trade secrets with you.
Oh, now you see, George, I told you to do it.
Now, first, I'll get into this trunk.
All right, now I'll get in with you so George can't hear it.
No. He means he lock himself in the trunk, and then you get him out with Houdini's escape trick.
Yeah, but, George, I don't...
Close the lid, George.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Well, I don't know that trick, George.
You mean you lied?
Oh, yes, you better open that trunk and let him out.
I can't open it. Got a Yale lock.
Well, get Rudy Valley. He went to Yale.
It's up to you to get him out. And he only has 10 seconds to live.
Oh, well, maybe...
One.
A magic word will open it. Hocus pocus. Abracadabra. Does.
Does?
That does everything.
Seconds are ticking away. 5.
I haven't got any oxygen.
Oh, well, look in your pocket.
6.
Oh, George, you mean when you count 1, you'll really suffocate?
Yes, and it'll all be your fault. 7. 8.
To the 3.
That won't help, Gracie. 9.
Goodbye, cruel world. I go to make my appearance for that great mortal show in the sky.
10.
I go to that theater up yonder where the stage is a cloud and the curtain is a Milky Way.
10.
I go to join that great cast where every act gets top billing and the applause never stops.
I said 10.
Wait till I finish my scene. Bring up the curtain, stagehand. Let the orchestra begin. Play the overture, musician. I'm a coming.
Well, Gracie, I'm afraid he's gone.
Oh, I hope not. He'll be terribly disappointed.
What do you mean?
Well, I know musicians, and I don't think there'll be any up yonder.
Busting out all over, the hit song from Carousel, and a musical reminder that summer's just around the corner. Time for picnics and eating outdoors. And whether you're cooking at home or over a campfire, here's one thing you'll be looking forward to. The wonderful fragrance, the rich, mellow flavor of truly good coffee. Delicious Maxwell House coffee. It's America's favorite, you know. Bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee at any price. Now, what's behind this overwhelming preference for Maxwell House? Simply this. Flavor. Heartwarming, good to the last drop flavor only Maxwell House gives you. And this superb flavor can be attained in just one way. By the blending of many choice coffees, premium varieties of Highland-grown Latin American coffees, which our Maxwell House experts select with the utmost care and skill. Now, first they choose Monticelli's for mellowness. Next, Medellin's are added for richness. Other fine coffees contribute vigor. And Bucaramanga's round out the fine, full body. This superb Maxwell House blend is then radiant roasted to flavor perfection and brought to you vacuum-packed in the familiar blue Maxwell House tin.
And vacuum packing is important. For air steals the flavor of roasted coffee in ordinary packages, whether it's ground or in the whole bean. But Maxwell House is carefully vacuum packed so you get all the flavor and goodness you pay for.
Friends, why not know and enjoy the best in coffee drinking pleasure? Famous Maxwell House Coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Well, George, our trick was a success. I think we've cured your wife of telling fibs.
Yeah, we scared the daylights out of her.
Yeah. Now, just to make sure Gracie's cured, let's go over to your house and I'll do a little haunting.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll use a few magic tricks and make her think that my spirit has come back.
Chester, you're a genius.
Oh, no, George, no. A genius is a remarkably brilliant man who has many different talents and who can, say you're right.
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, now watch the house, Bosco.
Meanwhile, Gracie, afraid to be alone, has returned to the scene of a presumed crime to look for George.
George? George? Well, he's gone. And he didn't get poor Mr. Morris out of the trunk. It's still closed. Oh, my goodness. That noise came from the inside of the trunk. Mr. Morris is still alive. Speak to me, Mr. Morris, speak. Oh, he's caught cold in there. Don't give up. I'll get the trunk open somehow. Frisco, Domino, Change-O. Open Sesame. Out the zoo. Oh, if this lock would only just... It's unlocked. I can open it. Why, Mr. Morris, you're wearing a fur coat. No, you're a dog. I must have said the magic word that turns people into dogs. Oh, forgive me, Mr. Morris.
Chester, are you home?
Oh, that must be your wife. She may be a little upset when she finds out she's married to a dog.
Chester!
Now, you wait here. I'll break the news to her as gently as I can. Mrs. Morris?
Yes. Who are you?
I'm Mrs. Burns. Sit down. I want to talk to you about your husband. You love him, don't you?
What are you talking about?
What happened to him shouldn't happen to a man.
Oh, tell me, has he been hurt?
No, he's fine. It's just that your life will be a little different now.
Different? How?
Well, you won't have to cook your husband's meat. Just give it to him raw.
Give Chester raw meat?
With kibble on the side. Do you like to snuggle on the sofa with him?
Yes, why?
Well, I'd give that up if I were you. You might get fleas.
Are you mad?
No, and I'm glad you're not either. By the way, Chester won't be able to talk to you anymore, but you'll know when he's happy. He'll just wag his tail.
Are you suggesting that my husband is a moron?
No, I think he's a collie.
What?
He turned into a dog.
Oh, this is no place for me. I'm getting out of here.
Oh, fickle woman. When she married Chester, she promised to stick with him. And now the first little thing that happened, she leaves him. Come on, Chester. If your wife doesn't want you, I'll take you home with me. Oh, there you go, jumping all over me again. Turning you into a dog certainly made you affectionate. Really, I wonder. Oh, no, I couldn't do that to George.
Chester, I can't understand why Gracie doesn't come home. I hope she didn't run in.
Wait, George, wait. We're in trouble.
Huh?
Your wife is coming up the walk and Bosco is with her. That means she's been back to my house.
Uh-oh. You'd better hide in the closet until we find out how much she knows.
Right.
Wonder how in the world Gracie got that door.
Oh, hello, dear.
Where have you been, Gracie?
At Chester Morris's house, and I brought him back with me. Chester, say hello to George.
That's Chester Morris?
Oh, yes, I accidentally said the magic word that turned him into a dog. And when I opened the trunk, there he was.
Oh, I see.
Well, we'll give him a home to make up for the wrong I've done. How much will it cost to get a license for him?
$5.
Oh, gee, when I got you, I only paid $2.
Husbands are cheaper.
My goodness, I just thought of something. Come with me, Chester. We'll be right back here.
What a woman.
Hey, Chester.
Were you listening? Gracie thinks she turned you into a dog.
Yeah, I heard it. You know, George, every man in this country should be grateful to you.
Why?
Well, if you hadn't married Gracie, one of us might have gotten her.
I see. Well, what do we do about this dog business?
Well, we'll play along for a while. When you think she's worried enough, make some excuse to get Bosco into the closet, and I'll turn back into a man, see?
Well, look out, here they come.
Yeah.
Oh, George, help him with this.
What have you got there?
Well, a suit of your long underwear. We can't let Chester Morris run around with no clothes on.
Gracie, you can't put my underwear on that dog.
Why, it'll fit perfectly. We put his front paws in the arms, his back paws in the legs, and his tail can stick through the trap door.
Give me the underwear. I'll put it back where it belongs.
Oh, I don't know, Chester. Come in.
Hi, Gracie.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, where'd you get the dog?
That's Chester Morris, the movie actor.
What?
I turned him into a dog.
I think I'll go out and come in again. Okay, Gracie, I'll put the underwear back. Now, let's talk about Chester. Maybe there's some way to make him into a man again.
Oh, if there only was.
Yeah.
Come in.
Hi, Gracie.
Hello, Bill.
Oh, George, you're here. Oh, boy, am I glad to see you.
Thanks, Bill.
Listen, where'd you get the dog?
That's Chester Morris, the movie actor.
Uh-oh. 15 years with Gracie had finally rubbed off on him. Well, I'll be running along. I'll see you all later.
Where are you going, Bill?
I'm going out and get some Maxwell House coffee. I need it. A cup of rich, delicious, mellow Maxwell House always cheers me up.
Why, are you upset about something?
Yes, a little, yeah. So long.
No, wait, Bill. Oh, poor Chester is lonely. You two boys should get together.
Oh, we will. Yes, I'll phone you, Chester.
Turn him back into a man. Do you know any magic words?
Oh, sure, Gracie. I know three. Manizales, Medellins, and Bucaramangas.
They're magic?
Well, you bet. That's the magic blend of choice Latin American coffees that goes into Maxwell House. When this magic blend is radiant roasted to the very peak of flavor perfection, you've got good to the last drop Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee.
Oh, all right, Bill. We'll try them. Run get a trunk, George.
Oh, we don't need a trunk. Just to put them in the closet and say the magic words.
Now, wait a minute. She's going to put this dog in the closet and turn him into a man?
Sure.
Listen, Pooch, if we're smart, we'll get out of here. These creeps are real gone.
Come on, Chester, get in the closet. That's the idea.
All right, Bill, here you go. Manizales, Midland, Bucaramanga. Now we'll open the closet and out will come Chester. Chester Morris, the man.
Oh, yeah, sure. Come on out, Chester. Well, thanks a lot, Bill. I was getting awfully tired of being a dog.
Oh, well, that's okay, Chester.
It was that good. Oh, Chester, I'm so glad you're a man again.
Oh, and so am I, Gracie.
And your wife will be happy, too.
Yes.
It would have been terribly awkward being married to a dog.
Yeah, sure.
How could you dance together?
Yeah. As my wife would have to leave.
Well, Chester, Gracie has learned her lesson about lying, and she's never gonna...
Oh. What was that?
That was me, Gracie. You see, I don't turn back into a man immediately. No, there's a fight going on inside of me. It's like Jekyll and Hyde.
Part of me is man and part of me is still dog.
Well, your Jekyll must be dog because your Hyde looks like a man.
Gracie, why don't you run to the market and buy some...
Wait a minute. That noise is coming from the closet.
Yes. Yes, that's right, it is. You see, Gracie, besides being a magician, I'm also a ventriloquist.
Yeah, he threw the dog's voice into the closet.
Yes.
Well, it sounds like he threw the dog's claws in there, too.
Justin, you gotta quiet that dog.
Yeah, okay, George. Gracie, I don't want you to witness this gruesome battle between the man and the beast in me. I'll go into the closet and fight it out.
Oh, well, good luck, you brave Molly.
Molly?
Well, that's a combination, man and collie.
Oh, Molly, that's what you said, yes. Well, go in the closet, Chester.
Oh, dear, the dog is winning.
Quiet, boy, stay down.
Oh, no, now the man is winning.
Get back there, will you please? Get back!
Uh-oh. They both came out.
It was a draw!
What?
Now there are two Chesters. I'll call Mrs. Morris and tell her the good news, that lucky woman.
She's lucky?
Well, sure. If one husband tries to sneak in late at night, the other husband will bark at him.
Let's go, Chester.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
George, I wonder what most folks tell their children when the youngsters ask about democracy and communism.
I'm not sure, Gracie, but I do think that too many of us take our American high standards of living pretty much for granted. We don't really know what's behind our nation's economic system.
Well, that's why everybody should have a copy of that wonderful new illustrated booklet, The Miracle of America. That gets right down to brass tacks about our American way of life.
You're right, Gracie. With that booklet, every family can learn just how our economic system operates and how working together, we can make it better still.
And listen, everybody, you can get a copy of this booklet absolutely free. All you have to do is send your request to me, Gracie Allen, Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City. That's Box 10, Times Square Station, New York City.
Good night, everybody.